Hello, I am the Crancher.
I'm James.
And we are the Game Design Critics. We are going to be talking about Hunt Royale today. This game is a kind of simple-ish battle royale game. I mean, I'm talking like most battle royale games have like 30 people or more, you know, all fighting to be the last person left. This one has about four. You and three other people fight, kill enemies, get stronger. You don't kill each other. You just play till you survive. Whoever survives the longest wins. And along the way, you fight enemies and you level up. Combat is super easy. You essentially move or attack. When you're close to an enemy, you will shoot them with whatever attack you have, and when you move away, that's how you dodge. So there's kind of a trade-off there. There's a lot of variety in this game. There's a ton of different characters to pick. You can level up your characters, and there's more than just Battle Royale to do in this game as well, but we'll get into that. First things first, though, James, how far did you get in this game?
I maxed out my archer.
What is max level?
It's like level 9, I believe. I can't check my game because my game is bugged.
Jesus. Yes, you have a bug to tell us about.
It's a bug. Well, you want to talk about the bug now or later?
I mean, we might as well get it out.
With the current updates, a lot of stuff's been happening. I've seen people complain about chests not working sometimes, and then there's other issues like what I'm having right now, which is the game stops loading at like a certain percentage. Mine is 88, for other people it's like 20 or 30, something like that, but it stops at 88, and then it says I should check my internet. So what's funny is I have a video open up that's playing while I'm playing the game, so my internet's fine because my video is still playing. The game just doesn't want to open up for some reason.
I mean, this is relatively common with mobile games. I mean, you're dealing with, like, things are different on different platforms, whether it's iOS or Android, and then you got a lot of video things happening, because whether it's a phone or tablet or whatever, there's a lot of different sizes and resolutions to account for. Now, I don't think that's the issue exactly. I'm just saying there's a lot of variables when it comes to mobile games, so it's common to have types of problems like this.
It's mostly due to like recent changes in the system, the coding with the updates.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. They're adding new stuff, you know. Games are really just like thousands of bugs in like a cage behaving properly. Games are always on the verge of breaking. You learn that when you start making games. It's ridiculous. I didn't do this James strategy where you take your favorite character and max it out. I have a hard time even getting like 2000 gold to level up my guy to level 8. Like, so my strategy was to find the people I like the most and level them up, and now I have like a stall of character, like a stash of characters that are all like medium level. They're like halfway there or almost to max. Wait, if you're level 9, what was the most gold you paid to level up?
It's a lot, actually. I had to grind for it.
Like 5,000? Because the highest I saw was 2,000.
Probably somewhere around there.
Okay. So I must be close then.
Because the amount of the beginning characters pieces you get is like soups pretty common.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking I'm fairly close to max level then. I was wondering how far you had to go, because I also felt like getting 2,000 is very tough. You have to stop leveling up everything to save up your money for that, and it takes a while. Okay, so let's start with what we liked about this game. I'll kick us off here. This is definitely the big one. There is a huge variety of characters. Now, the way they got away with this is that the gameplay for each character is relatively shallow, per se, but shallow in the good way, where each character has its own attack. For instance, the archer has this mechanic where when it shoots something, its bullet will ricochet 2 times, so any enemy that's close to the enemy it's attacking will also get hit up to 2 times. The mage, which is like the second character you get, throws a fireball and it does splash damage. So any enemy close to the enemy you're attacking will also get attacked, but there's no limit on that number. And then you got like, I had the druid, which shoots like roots along the ground that travel like in and out of the ground, and those would just go in a straight line through the enemies. They'd penetrate. There was the minotaur, which actually just came out recently, which had a kind of interesting mechanic. This was a melee character, but when you were running around, this bar would fill up, and the minotaur would also get faster and faster as the bar filled up. And the farther the bar was filled up, the stronger your first attack would be. So you'd actually get stronger attacks by running around. There was like a guy who was Rocky, who throws rocks. He could throw rocks over obstacles. Anyways, these are just a basic idea. There's so many of these things. There's a spider queen, which just like spawns spiders that attacks. Like, there's so many different kinds of characters. It's amazing how many different mechanics they put in this game. I love it. That's why I'm kind of sad. You focused on the archer. Did you not try anybody else?
I did try them once. I was like, it's cool. But like, I just want to play this archer though.
Man, I don't think your strategy was wrong. I tried to do the opposite.
Like the one thing I liked about it is the bouncing attack, which is, I really like that part.
That ricochet, yeah. I mean, I felt the disadvantage with the archer was the attack speed compared to some of the later classes. Because I felt the benefit of the archer is its range. You can attack from farther away. But the attack speed is, I want to say, fairly slower than someone like the druid. But the druid's got a less range, but man, when your attack speed gets buffed, you can just annihilate stuff. But I really like the variety. It was a joy to unlock a new character because you know it's going to be completely different from everything else you've seen. Some of them I didn't quite understand. There was at least one which I was just like, I don't think I'm ever going to use this guy. There was one called Renderman who would turn invisible when he wasn't attacking. And then when you did attack, I think he would do extra damage. And I understand how he works. He's your typical rogue class. But that's not my playstyle. So I was like, I'm not going to use him. And there's a lot of melee guys too. There's a barbarian. There's a dragon knight who attacks in a circle around him. There was one, the guy with the spear. There's a skeleton with a spear. His name is evading me right now. But his deal was every time you killed an enemy, it would build up his rage. And when he had rage, he would attack faster and move faster. And if you just kept killing enemies, he would get so fast. I mean, that's obviously a limit to this, how fast he would get. But he'd get so fast that he would just wreck giant groups of enemies. It was insane watching him go. It was really cool. A lot of risk versus reward gameplay elements at play here. Okay. What did you like?
That was one part of my life. I like the class with the multiple classes. It gives you with unique abilities for each of one of them.
Yeah. Who else did you like besides your archer?
Who was it? There was that one guy. So I didn't get it because I thought it was like a legendary character because it looked like it. It looked pretty strong when I was just playing in the solo mode.
What did he do?
It threw It threw logs.
Oh, yeah, the logger guy. I saw him too. I've heard good things about him because he can push the enemies away.
He has like a really good, what do you call it, clear?
Yeah. He's hard to get too, I want to say. If I'm.
I know you can get it if you pay money.
Yes, of course. With these games, they love doing that.
Yeah, that was, yeah. I like that character with just the ability to push away enemies.
But what about
Yeah.
ones you did play?
Once I did play, I played the
Yeah.
Ice Queen. Was that her name?
The Ice Queen. I don't think I got her.
I don't think it's that's his name, but she is, she has like the what are her abilities again?
Only queen I know
All right.
is the Spider Queen.
I got there as my what you call it, level 10 reward on one of the chests. And
There is
after
a
that,
lot of.
I didn't get that much anymore.
Yeah, I kind of stopped getting new guys too. I haven't got, besides the Minotaur, which was like a fluke, I haven't got a new guy in a while. And there's a lot more to get to. Okay. I imagine we both put this for our likes as well too. But so the game's got this mechanic where if you're a gamer and you're familiar with more indie games like this, I want to say like IO games, like Jesus, Agar.io or oh my lord. Yeah, there's a tank one. It's not tank.io, but it's something. That these are a lot of times these IO games, not all of them of course, but a lot of them, they have these level up mechanics where when you're playing them, you as you're running around, you can collect experience points on the ground. You just like suck them up by going over them, and then you also kill enemies. When you get a level up, you get to pick what you want to increase. Do I want a faster firing rate, or do I want to do more damage? Do I want to shoot more projectiles, or do I want to have more health? And it's always random the choices it gives you. But every time you play, you can kind of pick different strategies based on that. This game has that. And to me, that was kind of addicting because every time I played, I got to create a different build. Now, there's advantages and disadvantages to this because you don't always get a good build. The goal is to make a build good enough to win. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it works too well. Sometimes it's in the middle. But I really like that ability to level up inside the game. The first time I saw that, I was like, oh, I like this a lot. And it made me keep coming back. How'd you feel about that?
I only picked the we call it the range, but increased range. If it showed up, but most of the time it didn't show up. It was mostly the attack speed buff and the we call it more health. But I always mostly picked the attack speed because there's no point in me picking the more health one because I'm playing on archers. Like there's no way I'm gonna get close to fight them. But yes, I like the ability to pick the what you call it, the level up requirements. But then at some point it gets slower. I think like towards what is it? Like to the last minute, it like your level up progress is slower. Crunch, you still there? Crunch, hello?
I'm here. Technical issues. Sometimes you get lucky and the character, someone will have died and they'll leave behind like a pile of experience. And you can get it and then you get like two level ups in a row. I always thought that was interesting.
And then people could always steal your coins every time you kill them.
Yes. Oh my God. That was
I stole your
frustrating.
coins.
Yeah. Were
I
you
just wait
someone?
around. I just wait around the corner and then I'd steal it.
Yeah, that always drove me nuts when people did that to me. Somebody would help me kill a couple enemies, and then he would steal the experience and run away. I'm like, damn you. I get it, though. I mean, that's part of it. I want to say, though, the majority of people I saw had respect. And they would be like, okay, you kill that guy, you get the experience. But you could tell there was a couple people who just didn't give a shit. They would get the move speed level ups and then just come and steal your shit, and there's nothing you could do. That's part of the game. I mean, that's a valid strategy. Interesting. It was funny that the first bunch of times I played it, I only saw the one map where in each corner it's a different biome. Like one corner is a graveyard, one corner is the desert, one corner is the, I don't know what it is, tropical or something? They're all different biomes. But then once in a while you get this other map where there's like picket fences everywhere and it's all one biome, but man, there's so many more enemies coming at you. And they spawn everywhere, and it's just madness. I really like that map. That was good. Was fun.
You know what the update? I wanted, what do you call it? A new map. A new look to the map. Because it's been stagnant. I wish they had, like, a newer version of the map.
Yeah, there's basically three maps right now. There's the castle, the four biomes, and then the picket fence one. Now, I'm not in the dev seat, but I think it'd be fun experimenting with new types of maps. I think they could get really interesting with stuff in the future. What do you got for, like?
It's simple and easy to play. That's one thing I like about it. It's like anyone can just pick up the game and just be able to play it.
That's true. I mean, it makes it accessible for everyone. Now, there's still a deep enough strategy that it pulls you in more. Because, say, like, a little kid played it. Like, a little 5 or 6-year-old played it. They could navigate and they could attack easily. Leveling up, maybe, depending on their skills of reading. But when it comes to dodging projectiles, that's where I think it gets a little harder. Some enemies, man, their fire rate is just a tad too fast.
Even then, it's still pretty easy. Still a pretty simple mechanic.
It is. You just have to have quick reflexes, dude. That plant enemy that shoots like that, lobs the bomb up and over, and it lands right on you. That's so hard because you got to attack once and then move, and attack once and move, and it's such a tight little space to move in. You almost always get hit. I just stop moving. I just take the damage. Dude, I must have played it. Huh?
I know towards the last minute, my character is like almost one-shottable by anything that spawns at that point.
Yeah. Like the Griffins or the Death Knights. Those things are nuts, man. I must have played for like 2-3 weeks before. I was in the middle of a game one time, and I had figured it out that there's some way to heal, but I didn't know what it was. I was like, what the heck, man? I was just walking by this area and I got some health back. How did I do that? And I figured out that there's the thing you spawn in on when you stand on it. It heals you. Blew my mind. I did not know that was a part of the game.
Oh yeah, the first place that you spawn in.
Yeah, that little square.
Yeah, I didn't figure it out. I was wondering. It's like, how do I heal? It's like I'm pretty low. I'm like, how's this work? It's like, yeah, I skill more mobs and level up and get more health. And then I saw someone healing. It's like, oh, so that's the healing area.
Yeah, dude, I didn't heal for the longest time. I just went with it. I thought, maybe you just can't heal. It was so crazy when I figured that out. I mean, then I started to notice how the game goes. Like, you go out, kill, come back, heal. Go out, kill, come back, heal. And that's the flow of the game. Although, there's times when someone will be trying to heal, and they got, like, a giant mob of enemies chasing them down. And that, there was times when I was, I don't know if this would be cold-hearted, because it's kind of, part of the game, but So somebody's got a bunch of enemies and they're just running away from this giant group of enemies. And you, instead of helping, you just watch. Then that guy dies. Then you kill the enemies.
Sounds about right.
It's part of the game, man. I mean, if you help that person and then they survive and they win, you're going to wish you didn't help them. So it's like a dog-eat-dog world. So yeah, simple to play. That's a very good point. My other like was the graphics. Mainly in a game, clarity is the big thing. You want to know what's going on without having to think too deep about it. And the graphics really gets the points across. I mean, you can clearly tell all the enemies apart. They all have pretty good detail. Same with the characters, man. Like, and then the biomes or the levels as well. They all look really good. This graphic style, I want to say, was perfect for this kind of game. If they would have went with like 3D like real 3D models instead of the voxel kind of art, everything would have taken so much longer to build, and also taken up more memory as well, I would say. So I think they made the right choice, and it looks really appealing. What about you? Did you like the graphics?
The graphics were nice. We're not talking like triple A graphics, but it was better than most other games.
Yeah. You could tell they loved what they were doing. That's how I feel about it anyway. You can always tell because when the creator of the game loves what they're doing, it's like every single detail has attention put into it. Okay, what else you got for likes?
The ads are voluntary. As you know, I like it when there's no ad. And that was really nice.
Yeah, there's no ads when you're done playing or when you turn it on.
It gives you the option to do it.
Yes. I'm going to get into one of those in a minute. Okay. Did you have any more likes?
That was it.
Okay.
We pretty much said everything we...
We did. Of course, if anything comes to mind, bring it up. Dislikes. I'm going to get this one out of the way. This is my biggest pet peeve with this game. If I would win a match, the only way that I'm getting my treasure chest for winning is by watching an ad. It's not like, oh, sometimes you get an ad when you win. It's the only way that you get your reward for winning is to watch an ad. That drives me crazy. I mean, I get it. It's optional. But the fact that treasure chest is optional feels like a disgrace to me as a player. Because I don't always win. When I do win, maybe I'm just greedy, but I want my treasure. And I can't have it unless I watch the ad. Like, what if I'm in a hurry and I don't have time to watch the ad? I mean, that's kind of a bad example. But, you know, it just feels like I have to sacrifice my time and energy for the reward, which I already sacrificed time and energy for. And I don't mind watching the ad periodically, but every single time, it drives me nuts. I do not like it. I feel like I can't be the only person that feels that way. I do think the majority of people would probably just be like, bah, screw it, watch the ad. But I'm like anti-ads in a lot of games. I mean, if I play a game and there's ads after every level, I'm done playing the game. They're just trying to make money. That's it. They care more about money than the player's experience. To me, I lose respect for games like that. So for this, it kind of drives me crazy that there's an ad that you have to get your prize for winning. And since the game is dependent on you opening these treasure chests, your progress in the game is now blocked by ads. Because there's no other way to get treasure chests unless you're talking gems and bestiary and stuff. So even though all the ads are voluntary, the progress in the game is voluntary as well, I guess you could say.
In a way.
Yeah. I mean, how did you feel about that ad situation?
Like, every time after I come out of the match, I never took the, we call it the ads, most of the time. Until like, I need coins to level up my archer to the next level. It's like, okay, I guess I'll have to watch an ad now. Nah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like people will, they'll do it if they have to, but I feel like your players would be happier if they only had to do it sometimes. I mean, I swear in this podcast, I've said this so many episodes, but there's so many mobile games out there that if you do one thing that pushes players away, they're going to go to another game. They're going to find another game to play. I mean, I know myself, my tablet has like 30, 40 mobile games on. I'm constantly trying new mobile games. So it's like, if you do something that bothers a player and push them away, you could potentially lose them forever. So I can see why they made the ads that way. I just feel like if they made it not mandatory and optional, you would have players sticking around for longer. Now, I could be totally wrong. That's just my opinion. It's not a fact. Okay. What do you got for dislike?
Dislikes are, like, when I'm playing solos, there are always, like, sometimes I get one of those games where there's strong players are just there. They just start wiping the map, like, immediately. I was like very early on the level. And, like, it makes it hard to, like, actually level up. They're just playing it so fast.
And, are they, like those guys who get all the enemies to chase them and just wreck them?
I mean, yeah, they're just not too, or just like, I'm trying to like kill a single mob. Like, it's my first kill. Boom! You just come in, bam! Like, it's dead, and then they just run in towards the coins. and then at that point, I'm just there sitting. It's like, all right, I'm gonna just steal this guy's coins then. So I'm gonna let them do all the work, and I'm gonna steal all the coins.
That's funny. It's like a chain reaction. Yeah, I mean, that's I haven't seen a spreadsheet for the level up benefits, but from what I can tell, you don't improve a ton. Like, your attack goes up by one every level up for most characters, I'd say, and your hit points was either 15 or 16 for every level up, so it's not a huge difference. But if you start getting the skill upgrades that are like Death Strike, where there's a 10% chance you'll kill an enemy in one hit, or you get like Celestial Pact, where it increases your damage at the sake of your hit points, or damage reflection, things like that, you can start wiping out mobs so quick. Okay, that's, you kind of touched on one of mine slightly touches on that. This isn't something I see all the time, but this does happen enough that I wanted to bring it up. I'm calling this too OP or not OP enough, where like I either become so strong that I wipe out everything without a single problem, or I'm not strong enough and somebody else is super strong on the map and there's no way I can win. Where like I'm at like 1,000 for points. And he's at like 3,000, and there's a minute left, and there's no way I'm going to catch up. That's something that I've seen happen. When that happens, there's no tension. Tension is the thing that keeps me playing. If there's a match where me and another guy are both at about 1,000, and it's back and forth to the last second, where like I get a little bit ahead of him, and then he gets a little ahead of me, and I get ahead of him, and it's just like right up to the wire, those matches are amazing. It's so fun. But when the dude's got 5,000 and I have 2,000 and there's no chance of me winning, I'm just like, dude, come on. I can't win. It just ruins my motivation. And that happens enough that I wanted to bring it up. Like, it's weird. And I think that all depends on what skills you get, what upgrades you get access to. Sometimes you get attack speed like 3 or 4 times in a row. sometimes you don't see it in a whole game. I mean, you got to do the best with what you got. But did you have that problem?
I didn't have that much problem with it.
No?
Actually speaking, yeah.
Did you win the majority of matches you played?
No, it was like pretty quick. It's like after I just press play, it's like boom, right there. It was like immediate.
Yeah, but did you get Victory Royale a lot?
Nope.
No?
Not all the time because of those strong players.
Yeah, some people get really lucky, I'd say. I mean, I've been that player a decent amount of times. But sometimes you're not that player, and you're just stuck. I mean, sometimes you win right away. Sometimes all three people die within the first 30 seconds. I've seen that. I was like, oh, man, I really wanted to play this more. But I think that's part of the charm of it as well. It's luck-based. So when you do get lucky, it feels special.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we like roguelikes and the such. That luck stat, or however they use luck, it just feels so good when everything lines up. Because a lot of times it doesn't line up. Okay, what else you got?
Another thing I don't like is like when you're playing the multiplayer version. It's the PvE one where you fight against hordes of monsters. Like if you go in and if the other player is like they see you like, oh man, you're not a broken character. Like you're just the beginning character. I'm leaving. Like boom, and then just like yeah, and then you at that point you just left alone fighting the mobs. That's coming in. It's like obviously you're not gonna last them. It's like there's too many mobs for you to take care of.
No, I'm a co-op.
And then they just
Okay. Interesting.
Have you played that the mode?
Yes, I played that today, and that happened to me, and I didn't even realize it. Some guy was a ghost character, and he was standing attacking the enemies. I come up, start attacking the enemies, and he just disappears. And I was left there to do it by myself. And I played for a minute, and I was like, okay, like maybe he's coming back, and he never came back.
Nope.
I thought maybe he died, but then when I played again, the dude I was playing with died, and he got respawned.
Nah.
So yeah, I mean, they're trying to get to like the highest waves, aren't they?
Yeah.
I will say that I did enjoy the co-op in the sense that you got to level up your coins, how much the coins were worth, and you got to level up your guy, and that led to a really fun gameplay loop where you're fighting enemies and then leveling up your character, fighting enemies and leveling up. There's enough player choice between coin, how much the coins are worth, healing, and level up that it kept it entertaining. It was fun. I mean, it's kind of simple that all the enemies get funneled like over the bridges and through where you guys are staying. Because once they come through that door, they're kind of easier to beat. But if you don't beat them, you're done. There's no coming back. But it was fun. I wish there was a way that I could have played with you. No, I don't know if there is. Maybe there is and I don't know it, but that would have been fun.
There is.
I tried looking for one. I didn't see a way to become friends with you, and I didn't see a co-op, like, invite friend kind of thing. But I think there is. I was on the Discord for this game, and I swear I saw people talking about playing co-op with their friends. Now, I could be dreaming. I could be crazy. I don't know. I should have looked into it more. It would have been really fun to play it with someone I know, because we could have done some real damage to it.
Sure you can, though.
I think you can, and maybe it's just not obvious, but okay. I want to throw this tiny dislike in there. I had a hard time with the racing. I don't even know if I could put this in dislike, but it kind of lands on that side for me a little. I cannot finish the freaking race. I don't know what's wrong with me. I've done it. I went and got the mount that had the most hit points, and I still lost the race. I lost it to someone who was on, like, the horse. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong, man. I must have tried the race maybe 5 to 10 times, and I cannot do good on it. I don't know what the deal is. Like, all I'm doing is following the path, following bridge to bridge to bridge, but somehow I get killed within, like, the 5th or 6th bridge. It drives me nuts.
You're just not fast enough, Branch.
Dude, I the first 2 times I played it, I picked the fast ones. That's what I don't understand. They would just, dude, they would pelt you with stuff. The enemies would just hit you with stuff when you run by. So I'd be dead soon.
You're not doing it correctly, Cringe.
I must not be. There must be something that I'm not catching on to, but it's still fun. It's really interesting to me, the events, too. I liked them. I wish there was a bigger variety of them. It's either race, tower defense, and survival, pretty much. There might be another one, but generally you see those. Survival, I can't finish the 3rd one. Tower defense, I can definitely beat. And race, I, for the life of me, I can't finish a freaking race. Okay, that was my mini one. My last dislike is the grinding. I feel that, and this could be just me, but when you're done playing a match, it gives you trophies. These trophies go into a bar. When the bar fills, you get your next reward. So, like, from, I might be making this up, but, like, from 0 to 100, when you hit 100, you get a new hunter. From 100 to 200, when you hit 200, you get a new hunter. When you hit 300, you get a treasure. When you hit 400, a hunter. So on and so on. But I'm at the point where it takes a lot. It takes either, like, 200 to 500 to get to the next one. I might be guessing on those numbers, but I apologize if I am. But mine takes a long time. I'm talking, I get like 9 trophies for a win, and I need like 100 of them. No, wait, it's got to be more than that. I'm actually going to double check. But did you think that it took a long time to get your next big reward?
Yeah, it did. Especially since like the chests are like not even that rewarding.
Yeah, I mean, if I need 2,000 gold to level up my archer, I have to, you don't get a lot of gold, so you have to not level anything up. And that's the one thing that keeps me playing is the progression. So not only do I have to stop my progression, but I have to keep playing over and over and over super repetitively in order to keep that going. Yeah, so mine's like, okay. So it's like 1,400 to 1,500. So it's about 100 every time. And I only get about 9, if that. But there's other game modes you can play. There's not just co-op. There's Hunter, co-op, Bounty Hunter, which is PvP. And then there's Boss Hunt. So there is some variety in there. But man, it really feels like a grind at times. And not in the good way either. It just feels like it's super repetitive. You progressing is dependent on you winning as well. A lot of times, not progressing per se, but getting your next character's upgrade is dependent on you winning and getting a treasure chest. Beyond that, spending real money. Haha, gotcha game. A lot of games have that aspect though, so I can't hold that against it. It's just, when you do the same thing over and over again, it's not as fun as when you first did it. So for me, that was a little bit of a dislike. The gameplay is still really fun. It's still really exciting. It's still fun to level up. So it's not a chore to play it. But I feel like how long it takes to upgrade your character kind of might deter people a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. You got more dislike?
I pretty much said everything I had.
Okay. let's move on to how we could improve it. Man, I must have spent like a good chunk of time today trying to think of an example for this, because I don't like saying how to improve it and not give an example. But I'm going to. Okay, so the devs did such an amazing job putting so much variety in the classes of this game. The one thing that I wish there was more of was variety in the upgrades that each character has. Now, there's a good chunk of typical ones. You're talking attack speed, movement speed, health, hit point plus damage, damage. All characters share these. Now, there's a few characters that say have like Rocky, who throws the boulders. He has this one called Ricochet, or not Ricochet. He doesn't have it. That gives him a plus one to Ricochet, so the projectile bounces from enemy to enemy. You don't see that very often. Was it Spider Queen? Yes. Spider Queen has multi-shot. It increases the number of projectiles shot by one. Also, she has Lifesteal. You don't see that often. And Demon Pact, which signs a pact with the demon, increasing the hunter's damage by 15, but lowering hit points by 50. That one you do see a lot, and Deathstrike you see a lot. But multi-shot, she also has Fast Spiders, increases the speed of spawn spiders by 100%. Now, my point with all this is that most characters share most of the same upgrades. I wish there was a way to make more original upgrades for particular classes. Even if it was like just like the legendary characters per se, you know, the hardest to get characters. Even if they had like, they each had their own upgrade, no matter what it was, just to help separate them from the rest of the characters. My original idea was like, try to find a way to give each class its own upgrade, something that makes it different so that each class feels like its own thing. But that's very hard to do and balance. But I just thought if you had more of that, that would completely benefit the game. It'd be hard to balance, but it'd be beneficial. Okay. Okay, your turn.
Another one that, like, improve, or not improve, but more like an add-on. Basically, it's like an open world type where you can just, like, go hunt monsters, right? Like you can test out the character, basically testing out the characters, see how, like, what's his speed, what's his, like, you know, like, basically testing.
Have you done that?
I mean, I got some point, but then it'll like the solos like not giving you enough time to like fully explore it.
No, the try button on the characters, you could test them out.
No, but I'm talking about like even longer, you know, like try out.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. Continue.
Like be able to like explore the world a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like they have for the racing one, you run around chopping trees to get fruit.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but like throwing like more killing, like just straight enjoy the game in general.
Well, my point is there's other mechanics at play here. So for your open world idea, you could chop wood and gather apples and kill enemies, do all these other things. You have these other mechanics already built into the game. Could do something interesting. I mean, dude, that's a good idea for a new event, at the least. Some type of survival mode. Okay. Do you have more you want to add to that?
It's also... not much, just like that was the only thing that came to my mind. It's like, if you had an open world type in this thing, it'd be great.
Yeah, dude, it'd keep people playing, and that's the whole purpose. Okay. I could be barking up the wrong tree here. I don't know if this is implemented and I'm crazy. And I also want to say, for all my problems with the ads, them forcing you to watch ads to get your reward for playing, because I have a big problem with that. For all my problems with that, they give you a lot of gems. Games, a lot of games are stingy and they don't give you a lot of premium currency. This game gives you a lot of premium currency. So I like that. It kind of makes up for it a little bit. Okay, so firstly, I wanna preface this by saying I apologize if this is already in the game. If it's not though, then yay. Okay. So what if, because there's of course, I feel like all games these days have a subscription. Hey, pay $5 and get extra rewards all month long. There's a subscription in this game. You pay $5 and you get one extra ticket a day plus 50 max capacity for gems, golden frame, receive video rewards instantly with no ads. Okay. You get a unique name color and 25% more gold. Yeah, so I think it does. Oh, this is $10 a month. Holy moly. My improvement was the subscription removes the ads you get from winning. And based on what I see right here, I think that happens. Okay. If it doesn't, cool. It would be cool if that did happen. Even if the subscription didn't remove the ad for the treasure, you could add another treasure that's a subscription one that you don't have to watch an ad. But I digress. My final improvement, I want to build off of what James said. He said open world type thing. I'm thinking, why don't you run with the tower defense mode? Because the event that they have now is you basically chop down trees for like a minute long, and then you use the wood to build towers, but you never really get more than two towers. There's two types of towers to pick from. There's an arrow tower and a fireball tower. And if you chop the trees fast enough, you can get one of each. If not, then you're stuck with two arrow towers. But I really liked that event. And I really wish that it was built upon more. Like, what if the enemies came to the center of the screen and your job is to fight the enemies, but also go out and chop trees down and come back and plant a tower? Go out and chop trees down, come back and plant a tower and fight enemies. That would be a really fun game loop. I mean, also, you throw in there the all the level up mechanics from the co-op mode, where you have to pay to level up and you can increase how much the coins are worth. Oh my gosh, dude, that'd be so fun. I'd really like that. Okay. So that covers it. That's everything we got for Hunt Royale. So the big question now, James, is would you recommend this game to someone else?
I would. It's a great game for a fast time.
I have to agree with you. I definitely would. As a matter of fact, I did, and the person cursed me out because they said, like, damn you, Cranch, I'm addicted to this now. So I know how it feels. It is addicting. And I did like it. It was fun to play it. Okay. So now we're going to tell you guys what our next game is. So the next game that we are going to play for the next episode of our podcast is called Bot World Adventure. It's for, I think it's only on Android at the moment. I might be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I know it's on Android for sure. I'm not sure about iOS. But it's called Bot World Adventure. It's relatively new. It's in early access right now. And we are going to play that for next month's episode. So thank you guys so much for listening. I am the Crancher.
I'm James.
We are the Game Design Critics, And we will see you next time. Take it easy, everybody.